Central Time. I'm Rob Farage. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the Madison newspaper Isthmus has filed a lawsuit against Madison's police department over an open records request that has gone unfulfilled for over a year. We'll look at that case and what it means for the state. First, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped nearly 1,200 points yesterday, effectively wiping out the gains the index had made so far this year. The sudden drop had a ripple effect throughout the global stock markets. The Dow did rebound from some of its losses yesterday, closing at nearly 25,000 points this afternoon. But the sudden drop yesterday had some people worried that it could be the sign of volatility to come. Akani Otani is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal in New York, where she covers the U.S. stock market and investing. Akani, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about that drop yesterday, first of all, and put it in perspective. The raw number, nearly 1,200 points, is a big number, a record, right? But percentage-wise, how does it stack up to past drops?
Well, it was still pretty crazy. It was the largest one-day percentage decline since 2011. So it had been quite some time since we saw a drop of that scale for this U.S. stock market.
And then talk about what we saw today.
Well, perhaps even crazier, we really saw whipsaw action in trading. I mean, we started out with stocks sliding again very quickly down several hundred points, and only in the last half hour of trading we saw a rapid rebound and the Dow ending 567 points higher. So it was really volatile. We saw a lot of swings, and I think investors are expecting to see perhaps a bit more of this choppy trading as the week goes on.
And Akani, I assume you and a lot of other people are trying to answer the question, what's going on? What led to this? You know, we had this long, gradual rise leading to these record levels. And now what's going on in the last few days? What made this happen?
Yeah, well, it's complicated because, you know, it sort of started last Friday. We saw selling pressure pick up in the U.S. stock market, and some people were blaming this rise in government bond yields that we've been seeing over the last couple of weeks, as well as some wage growth figures that we saw in the monthly employment report, suggesting that perhaps inflation, which has sort of long been dormant, might be picking up. But, you know, some investors were sort of saying, you know, it's not really so much about that. The economic picture hasn't really changed over the last week or so. And perhaps it's more a function of how long it had been since we really saw any kind of volatility in the market. Up until this week, we hadn't seen a 5% drawdown from a recent high in more than 300 trading days. So to some people, it's more sort of a sign of how long we'd gone without a significant pullback.
So the idea that this isn't any cause of anything bad in particular happening, it was just kind of overdue, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's sort of the sense that we're hearing from portfolio managers and analysts. I mean, clearly a drop of that scale that we saw yesterday is notable, and it's going to freak some people out. But it seems like most people are saying, you know, their view of the economy hasn't changed at all from where we were last Monday.
Yeah, thinking back to 2008 when we saw the markets falling, it seems like there were reasons companies were having big problems. It turned out a lot of their value was based on an elaborate fiction in some ways over a mortgage debt that they owed, things like that, or mm-hmm. that they owned. There's nothing like that going on that people are pointing toward, right?
No, and it seems like the opposite situation, in fact. I mean, we're seeing companies in the S&P 500 heading toward their sixth consecutive quarter of earnings growth. We're seeing economists at the IMF saying that they expect global growth to accelerate again. And we're still seeing central banks around the world largely on this sort of easy money policy that they put in place after the 2008 crisis. So in many respects, I think people are saying that there are significant differences in where we are and sort of in the health of the economy.
Akani Otani is with us from the Wall Street Journal, looking at a wild few days in the stock market. Akani, how does this affect investors, from the people who are heavily invested in the stock market, people who have 401ks that they're looking at? Does a three-day weird cycle like this have a real impact on people?
I think ideally, it should not. I started seeing on Twitter a lot of people joking, don't look at your 401k today. Just don't look at it at all, because the truth is, I think, some people are going to be upset. I mean, even as a markets reporter, it is kind of upsetting to to think of, you know, how much your account may have changed over the last couple of days. But the point is to sort of focus on the long term, and I think that's why we're hearing a lot of financial advisors recommending to their clients that they shouldn't be making any drastic changes to their portfolio this week, just based off of the selling that we saw the last two trading days. Instead, they should be looking at the fundamental picture and, you know, asking themselves, has it changed? And with so many people saying no, I mean, it really hasn't. The economic picture is still exactly the same as where we were last week. I think most advisors would say, well, then you should stay put and, you know, don't let your emotions sort of override your thinking process here.
Sometimes we chalk up weird Wall Street swings to emotions and people panicking and things like that. I've seen people point toward algorithms and computer-controlled trading as maybe one of the reasons things swing in weird directions. Is that something that's happening?
Yeah, I mean, and that's been one of the big sort of mysteries that I think everyone's been trying to unravel today, is what exactly happened. Because as much as we can talk about, you know, the rise in bond yields, the jobs report, the sense that a pullback was sort of long overdue, there seemed to be definitely a sort of machine-based component in the selling, particularly yesterday. A lot of traders were noting the selling accelerating really at a pace that seemed not human around, you know, the 3 o'clock sort of hour. We saw the Dow just tumbling more than 1,000 points quickly, and it didn't seem to coincide with any release of news or economic reports. And so that, to a lot of people, suggested that perhaps there were certain algorithmic bets that were sort of being automatically triggered at certain levels that were contributing to the sell-off.
This seems to me like it would be one of the biggest challenges to somebody in your line of work, Akani, trying to look at this extremely complex system with human and robot actors making these decisions, basically, and trying to ascribe reasons to it. Sometimes there's a clear reason, and sometimes it's like, you know, go to the Oracle of Delphi and figure out what happened there.
Totally. And I think that's where, you know, you have to be honest with people. The fact is that sometimes, you know, no one really knows exactly why. We still don't really know 100% the reason that stocks started selling off last Friday. But I think that's why, you know, it's helpful to not only look at what the numbers are doing, but also talking to, you know, traders on the floor and portfolio managers and looking at sort of what retail investors are doing and sort of piecing it together that way.
So we had a Friday, as you mentioned, with some drops, the big drop yesterday, up and down today with a little rise. What are you watching for over the next few days to see if we get back to boring again?
Well, I think we'll be sort of holding our breath, watching what markets in Asia and Europe do, and watching what U.S. stock futures do, to sort of get a sense of what we may see as traders wake up in New York tomorrow. And I think just sort of keeping track of some of the fallout that we've seen the last couple of days. We've seen a number of funds sort of tied to bets on low volatility shutting down in the last 24 hours or so, as those bets sort of spectacularly failed. So I think that'll be another interesting component to track.
Just to follow up on that last point, there's an investment based on how volatile, how wiggly the stock market is. Like I could invest, I won't. I could invest in how chaotic things are going to be or unchaotic.
Yeah, essentially, there's been this thing that some people call the Wall Street's fear gauge. Other people call it the VIX. And it's been really popular in 2017 and sort of the start of this year to bet that this thing would stay low sort of forever, just based off of the premise that everything seems rosy in the economic front, so it doesn't really seem like we should expect large swings in the market. Obviously, that's sort of a failing bet over the long term, because you're always going to see volatility return at some point. And so this was sort of the week that those bets did really backfire for a lot of people.
We'll leave it at the fear gauge. Akani, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Akani Otani is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal in New York, where she covers the U.S. stock market and investing. She joined us to talk about the wild ride on the stock market over the last few days.